kalama of Allah, but it's as though Allah is teaching us what to ask. If it was put to me and you, we would have might put, I want this wealth, I want to marry a particular person, I want to be a millionaire, my problem is, biggest problem is children, oh Allah give me health, oh Allah give me wealth, oh Allah give me fame, oh Allah give me glory. Many things we would have asked. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that these, please sit down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that these servants, these people, human beings, are weak. They don't have absolute knowledge of things. So they are going to waste their request. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave it to us. He said, I teach you, I give you the request as well, and the response as well. What is the request? In one word, which is the central part of Surah Al-Fatiha. What is it? Ihdina. Request is guidance. Because a person who have hidayah, he has all the goodness. As it says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That whoever is given wisdom, he is given khair kaseer, the abundance of goodness. And let me tell you, whoever is given hidayah, he is given all the goodness. Not khairan kaseera only, but the person who has been given guidance, he has been given all the goodness which actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the servants in dunya and akhirah. Because if you have been given guidance, ihdina, then in the matters of dunya, in the matters of marriage, in the matters of finance, in the matters of disputes, in the matters dealing with dunya and shaitan and nafs and the people and the communities and the government, micro or the macro world, in the matters of akhirah, your all decisions are going to be based upon hidayah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us, that one thing ever you have to ask is hidayah. When you have hidayah, that's actually, you have all the goodness. But after that, this request you have made from Alif Lam Mim, from Surah Al-Baqarah to Surah Nas is the answer of that request. What is hidayah? Because you said ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-mustaqim is then mentioned. You asked an'amta alayhim, the path of those who you have favored. So Allah mentioned the His favored people in Surah Al-Anbiya, in Surah Al-Maryam, in whole of the Quran. They are mentioning about the favorable people. Sometimes he is mentioning Anbiya, sometimes Awliya, sometimes Salihin. And then you also asked, مَغْغَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَبْضَالِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ nations in the Quran. قَوْمِ عَاد and Samud and Fir'aun and the Jewish and the Christian and the Sabi'in, whichever مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ or وَلَبْضَالِينَ. The Quran is full of those mentions. So if you see the Quran from the lens of Surah Al-Fatiha, you'll only see what you have asked in Surah Al-Fatiha. The answer is there in the Quran. That's why it is called, it is Khulasa, it is Ummul Kitab, it is the origin. It is the origin, because this is the question to which the Quran or the other Quran is the answer. But I want to say to you that the now from Alif Lam Mim to one Nas is the response, but the khulasa, the summary of that response is in, you cannot all the time read whole of the Quran, understand whole of the Quran. You read parts. But is there Is there a part, small part of Quran, if you act upon it, you go into Jannah? Small part. Everyone is not a scholar. Everyone is not a mujtahid, or a mufassir, or a alim, or anything. But Jannah is the need of everyone. Everyone might not be a scholar. Everyone might be a muhaddith. There are always, there have been in the Sahaba, Rizwanul Alim Ajmain, were all Sahaba scholars and ulama and fuqaha? No. Some of them were mufassirin, some of them were scholars, fuqaha, some were specialists in hadith, and some were simple people working in fields, the women living in the homes, serving the household, the farmers plowing the field. But they were Sahaba, they were all hoped for Jannah. For Jannah, you don't need to be a scholar. So, if we say that, yes, we are busy now, you come from work, you come from home, wherever you are, but is there a small part of Quran that if you act upon it, you can get into Jannah? Yes. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the verses of Quran which I have recited in front of you in the khutbah, in the just the khutbah of him. What? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, Imam Qurtubi narrated, Sadr Imam Ibn Kathir, other mufassir in the tafsir, in the Sha'an Nazul, in the background of these verses, said that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, was there, and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an was there, and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state in which he used to receive wahi. There is a special state which used to come upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Sahaba could recognize that the wahi, the Quran, or the wahi of Allah is being revealed. After that, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Umar, today such 10 verses have been revealed upon me that if anyone just acts upon these 10 verses, he will go in Jannah. He will enter Jannah." So I was mentioning to you, Surah Al-Fatiha is the question. Whole of the Quran is the answer. And the summary of the answer is in these 10 verses of Quran. There is another riwayah from our mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Many of the companions came to, "Ya Ummi, O our mother." Many of the tabi'een came to her, "O our mother, we have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we did not have such opportunity to live with him. What type of person he was? What type of person he was? What was his character? What was his conduct?" And Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." His character was Qur'an. But the tabi'een and the sahaba asked, "Ya Ummi, Qur'an is a vast book. Can you describe briefly?" And our mother, Sayyida Aisha, recited these 10 verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun. She said, this was the conduct, this was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she mentioned these 10 verses when the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, they asked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to know an outline of his personality, a brief description of his conduct and his akhlaq and his dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our mother Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, she recited these verses. And the third riwayah, about this verse is that in the books Imam Qurtubi mentioned in his tafsir and others as well, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, Gharas, when Jannah was created and inhabited, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Jannah, "Takallili, speak, you are very beautiful, I have created you, you are Jannah." Now you have, but everything recognize Allah. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Jannah, speak. And the Jannah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَى آخِرِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The Jannah itself spoke that this is the type of people who are going to enter me. This is the type of people who are going to enter me. So I mentioned to you three riwayat of the Mufassirin in this background of these verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun. One is the from Sayyidina Umar, where Rasulullah himself said, person will enter Jannah who acts upon them. Second is from Amma Aisha Siddiqa, who said this was the khuluq of Rasulullah. Third is the Jannah itself said, these are the people who are going to enter me. And the fourth, Allah made it a part of His Kalam in the Quran. What more you want? What more easily understandable you want? I will briefly comment upon what these verses mean in the second part of khutbah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعده ولا كتاب بعده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, so you have heard about the fazila, the importance, the summarized version, that what is Surah Al-Fatiha, what is the Quran, and what is the summary of Quran. So now, after mentioning the four fazila in the Quran, in the Sunnah, from Ummul Mu'mineen, from Sayyidina Umar, from the Jannah, now I will just comment very briefly because the time is very, very short. But after the khutbah, I am here, I will give dars of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever has time, they can say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the first thing, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Falah, what is falah? Hayya ala al falah. It is that falah Allah took. You can say, I am successful. I have lot of money, I have wealth, I have honor. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, calling you towards falah. Which falah is that? That falah is that success after which there is no failure. Have you got that success? That ghina after where there is no faqr. That richness after there is no poverty. Has anyone, any king of the world have that? He can guarantee I won't. How many kings have been killed? Court martial killed. How many were kings? Can anyone guarantee? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking in Surah Al-Mu'minun and in Adhan, Hayya alal falah, such shifa, such well-being, such health after where there is no illness. Such youthful age after there is no old age. Have you got that? Has anyone got that? Such life after which there is no death. Have you got that? This is the falah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. Such success after which there is no failure. This is the falah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want this kind of falah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You have to believe. You have to change your world view. Akhirah is abqa, it is baqi, and dunya is fani. And this is the imaniyat. You believe Allah is your Lord, not the nafs, not the idols, not the people. You believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent models for you, that your models don't come from TV, from magazine, from fashion shows. Your models come from heaven, which is Allah's messenger and anbiya alayhimus salam. Your models come from there, not actually from the earth. They were sent. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I sent messenger. Inna arsalnaka wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmat. Inna arsalnaka shahidun. They have been sent from Allah. Others are muddled from shaitan. They also shaitan has muddled. So believing in the messenger that they are the muddles. Believing your guidance does not come from internet or the books written by other people, but the books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namely, now it is the Quran. Your future is not after pension. Yawm al-akhira, your future starts after death. That is the amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rusuli wal yawm al-akhir. That's what wal yawm al-akhir. Me and you read like magical mantras, the imaniya. Amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi. Where is the haqiqat of iman? What does it practically mean for you? It's very powerful. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what we are taught. Your future is not after pension, after 60 years old, what's going to happen. You might not reach that 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, you might not reach. Your future is akhirah. You work, plan for that. You have pension fund for this, you have a house for this, but have you reserved a house in Jannah? Have you done such sadaqah jariyah which you will get pension? Sadaqah jariyah is the pension fund of akhirah. Have you heard about sadaqah jariyah? That is the pension of akhirah. Mean that after you go, you still receive reward. If you leave a good offspring, if you leave, teach someone knowledge, if you do some goodness for the creation, for the pleasure of Allah. وَالْبَعْسِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Don't think what's going to happen to you tomorrow. Think what's going to happen to you actually after you are raised. Tomorrow, in the words of Quran, is not tomorrow, Saturday. Quran says, اِتَّقُ اللَّهُ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. غَدًا in the Quran refers to their judgment. And you are saying, tomorrow I will repent, tomorrow I will repent, tomorrow I am going to become pious, tomorrow I am going to become pious. That tomorrow will not come, the tomorrow of the day of judgment will come, and you will still be saying, يَا رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي عَمَلُ صَالِحًا. Man, finish, the matter is finished. Oh Allah, send us back. Inna sami'na absarna wa sami'na. I've seen. But this is not about seeing, this is about believing whilst you are here on the unseen, not on the seen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the first quality of my servant. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, who have believed. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who are successful who pray. Note, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, successful are those musallin. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those in whose prayers there is khashu, there is hadur ma'allah, there is presence of Allah, they are thinking of Allah. أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. It's as though they are standing in front of Allah. If they have this thought, Allah is watching us. Allahu Shahidi. Allah is seeing us. That khashu in prayer, that is, these people are successful. If you don't have khashu, your prayer is in danger. Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he mentioned 5 degrees of the khashu in his books. So maybe which level you are praying, I don't know. But if you want to learn, sit with me after Jummah at 2, 4, 5 o'clock, I am here. I am not asking you for money, or fee, or petrol money, or anything, or any more time, etc., etc. But come for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so for me and you together can help each other and get in Jannah. And then that is our success. Then you do whatever you like there. اِعْمَلُوا مَا شَيْتُمْ أَدَّيْرَكْلِ. There will be one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُعْرِضُونَ. It is those people who stay away from what does not concern them. The laghviyat of the tongue, the laghviyat of the ears, hearing, the laghviyat of the thoughts, the useless thinking, wishful thinking, the paradise of fools. I am wishing after 10 years I will be there, after 20 years I will be there, I'll become this. And maybe Israel is visiting you soon, Malak al-Maut is visiting you soon. Maybe you'll be in hospital, not there actually. So, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُعْرِضُونَ. Let aside sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, مُؤْمِنُونَ, these are successful who avoid useless things. They don't get into useless arguments, useless dispute, because we already have less time on this face of the earth. We don't have time for useless things, killing time, surfing the internet for hours that are uselessly, wandering in the town, wandering here and there. You don't have time, enough time really for worship of Allah and obedience of Allah. But to waste time. This means that you are destroying your akhirah. And then the verse carries on. I wish I could complete this and give you the full message, but anyway, whoever is interested, they should alhamdulillah sit with us after or listen on the internet. But I've given you indication, and the Juma prayer, you can only give signs to people. Here is the path to Jannah. Go toward that direction. This is what you should be thinking. Your world, your work will be here all the time, but you won't be here soon. So it is better that we listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He is in our welfare more than anyone else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Azizun alayhi manittum harisun alaykum. He is the one who knows, loves us more than ourselves. He loves us more than we love ourselves. Because he wants to take us to Jannah, and we are dragging ourselves to shaitan and hell. And whoever is in any problem, drug problem, alcohol problem, fraud, other thing, their life is a mess, sit after the majlis, see me privately in the room. Why not? We should help each other. Jazakumullahu ahsan al-jaza for listening. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم انصر عساكر الإسلام في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها في برها وبحرها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا حي يا قيوم فرج عن المسلمين. يا حي يا قيوم فرج عن المسلمين. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده يا أرحم الراحمين يا مالك يوم الدين. اللهم أحينا على الإسلام وأمتنا على الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة ونعوذ بك من سوء الخاتمة. ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد قديم كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. أقول قولي هذا، استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. أقيموا الصلاة يرحمكم الله.